Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, thanks to Student Flight, to bringing you the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students. Call Student Flights on 131 669.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Yeah. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live.
Yeah. Nice to be alive. Happy Monday. Beautiful, beautiful humans. Thank you guys so much for sticking around after Husey and Kate to have some fun with us, Motley Crue. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Draco, what's the most interesting thing that happened to you over the weekend?
I don't know. I got
you
sick.
You just worked. You just worked all
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, worked yesterday.
Didn't you?
Got sick. Yeah. Oh, it's my. Right. I got a card today from our company because it's 5 years working for the company.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
5 years more, then you'll get your long service leave.
Well, Violet is coming up for her long service leave, and she went, "What? I didn't get anything." She was ropeable.
Sexy Viva, did you have a great weekend? What's happened? What's going on?
I went to the Dog Lover show in Sydney, and
I wanted everything. I wanted to adopt every dog.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy every bed, every treat, everything.
I couldn't go to the one in Melbourne. We'd signed up and bought a ticket, and I said, if we get in that car, I will come home with another greyhound, and I just don't think I'm emotionally ready.
She
like
was
that.
Tagging me in Dog Stood Up all weekend.
Adopt this one. No, this one.
Oh, dear. Well, apart from all the dog talk, we have got lots of music talk. Am I, Sexy Viva, am I allowed to talk about the prize that we're giving away?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. So we are obsessed with Rule. He's a 15-year-old Aussie singer who I believe is going to be the next Justin Bieber. We are giving you the chance to see him live in my favourite city on earth, Tokyo. This is such an amazing prize. Register details at ashlandlive.com if you want to play. Let's get straight into some music.
What's up? It's Charlie Puth. Ash London Live.
Hey, Charlie, how you going, matey moo?
How are you?
So good, living my best life. Where are you? What are you doing?
I am in Detroit in the States on a day off, and life is good.
Wonderful. That's what we like to hear. I follow you on Twitter, and it does seem like every single day for the past little while you have been in a different place. It must be hard to keep up. Has this tour been crazy?
Tour has been crazy, but it's been, like, crazy good. I get to play for, like, thousands and thousands of people a night. It's a dream come true. Never thought it would happen.
It's awesome. Tell everyone about the sign that you saw in Chicago that you didn't really realize what it said.
Everyone's talking about that. Well, these girls put up the letter DOME, D-O-M-E, and I was like, what is dome? And I realized that they didn't space it out correctly, and it was really doomy. But it's okay. It was at a family show.
Maybe they meant, like, can you do me a favor? I mean, on the other side it said a favor, but they just didn't flip it around. You know what I mean?
Perhaps they just ran out of room. I think you're right. That's probably what it really meant.
Yeah, you're welcome, Charlie. I'm just here for you to make everything clearer because I want to help you out. Congratulations, by the way.
You should be on stage with me.
Okay, well, you just tell me when and I'll be there. I mean, Melbourne, Australia is so close to America, so I'll just pop up. I'll be there in an hour.
Exactly.
Congratulations on Voice Notes. Huge album. And the most impressive
thing for me
is that you bloody well produced every track on this album. Are you a control freak, or are you just a crazy person who loves a challenge?
I mean, I am a crazy person who loves a challenge, but to me, it was not even a challenge. It just felt right. I had ample time, and it was a chance for me to express myself and my creativity and as much as I could. I guess I am a little bit of a control freak on that note.
How do you learn to do all that crap? Because for people that don't know, it's not just like pressing record and going, oh, that sounds good. It's like mathematical almost. It's insane. It is just skills that you've learnt from watching other people over the years that you've been making music, or did you have to make a concerted effort to actually learn it as a craft?
It's a combination of that and just picturing how people are going to receive the music, how they're going to react when the bass drops and when the tension hits, or, you know, when the drums come in at second 10 and how long, or a particular lyric in the way I am. And you know, I knew when I wrote the lyric, everyone's trying to be famous and I'm just trying to find a place to hide, that it was going to get some sort of rise out of people and they were going to be like, you know, in agreeance upon it or disagreeance. And I always want the kick drum to be of a certain fashion, so when people play it on their iPhones, it pops out of a frequency that they don't have. And you know, I'm always thinking about the listener.
Yeah, really that's good. Awesome. Well, you look at the Shawn Mendes song "In My Blood," and it's very similar. It's this like next level of honesty, and it's proof that, you know, it's a big deal to go through. Like, I get overwhelmed on a holiday sometimes because I'm like, oh God, the traveling. And it's a holiday where all I have to do is lie by the pool. And then I just think, well, you have to do all this and work. And it is exhausting. What have you had to do in your life to kind of make sure that your mental health is right and your head is in the right space and you're taking care of yourself?
Just simple things. You got to work out. You got to eat correctly. Eating correctly is the biggest thing. And just making sure you hydrate. I know that sounds like it's not a real article topping, headline grabbing answer.
Charlie Puth says, drink more water. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So much. Dozens of people checked that article out.
More of our chat with Charlie Puth in a couple of minutes, but let's get this track on the air. If you're listening, enjoyment, it is the Puthinator, Charlie Puth, The Way I Am, and Ash London Live.
What's up? It's Charlie Puth. Ash London Live.
One of the things I'm most jealous about in your life is the fact that you did a song with the man, James Taylor, who is one of my favorite.
Oh my goodness.
Vocalists, songwriters, performers. How did that happen, dude?
I just consistently reached out to him like, hey, like his schedule is out of control. He's the hardest working person ever. And one day our schedules just lined up and it all worked out.
Were you so nervous?
You know, I wasn't that nervous because when I work with any artist, I know their voice so well, and I can picture what they sound like on the song before they even arrive to the studio. So I knew exactly what, you know, I didn't have to change the key of the song for him. I knew exactly how it was all going to work out.
Did you, like, was it all business or did you get to, I don't know, like, just have a chat to the man to man?
I got a chat with the man, a proper chat. I talked about boats with him, Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, and I think he was like stunned to see that I knew all of his songs, not just the hits, but B-sides and C-sides. I knew everything.
So cool. What a wonderful thing for you to experience among the craziness. Congratulations on everything, matey. We're loving the new single. Before we play it, The Way I Am, is there anything that you want to let the people of Australia know that is going to increase their enjoyment of this track?
But to the people of Australia, I mean, when it's simple. When they listen to this song, The Way I Am, I want them, if they're an artist, if they're anything, if whatever occupation that they have, if they're turning on the radio and they just happen across the song, I want it to inspire them in some sort of way. And even if they're not a musician, I just want to inspire people at the end of the day. And knowing that I made this song from the ground up myself, pretty much. And collaboration is important, but you can pretty much do everything yourself.
Love it.
I would say.
Love it. I'm inspired. Thanks, matey. Stay safe. Enjoy yourself, and we'll hopefully see you sometime soon down under.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that day.
Ash London Live.